Welcome.
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 Everybody get hyped for season 2, episode 3 of this podcast. We're about to get crazy this year. We got Drake. We got the Lauryn Hill sample guys.
How
can I explain myself to you guys? Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. Alright, that's
good.
Let's go.
We should have played.
Alright, that's good. That was actually perfect. That's better than good. Alright, that was perfect.
Cool. We should have played season 2, episode 3 by the Glass Animals.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Bam. Oh.
Should we restart?
Then fuck you.
Should we restart?
We'll just play it for a sec.
Just give him a taste.
What'd you say?
Season 2, episode 3 by the Glass Animals. It's a song.
Called that?
Yeah.
What's it a reference?
When you look that up, this video comes up probably by the time you're watching.
Let's go.
Wait, are you serious? Why didn't we play this?
Give us a little taste.
Is it hype though?
No, not really. It's actually a good.
Does it ever say?
No, I don't think so.
Is this the same song?
Yeah,
I just skipped forward.
Yeah, he did.
That's pretty hype.
I prefer
it. It kind of sounds like our bumper music.
Yeah, it's similar.
So it would have been perfect.
Well, it's sonically similar.
Sure. I'll
grant terms of...
Yeah, so I'll grant you that.
We mixed it similar. I can tell how he mixed it.
The master was of similar skill.
It's pretty similar.
What's up, guys? We're doing another late night episode. It's kind of how we roll nowadays.
Hey.
But
hey.
And it doesn't...
Hey, you.
I guess it did happen. Okay, I had to drive back.
I'm always driving back. That's kind of
so. Tell me about these drives to and from LA.
How frequent
are they?
Did it today? No GPS.
Can I do something
door
funny?
Door to door.
Can I do something funny?
Yeah. No. Hold the funny for after the podcast.
Hey, you.
Just turns it off.
I was wiping something off her chin. She had something on the corner of her lip.
So sensitive.
Where did that come from?
Because George and I are doing that. We were looking at the camera.
It was very normal. It followed perfectly.
Okay.
Well, she had something on the corner of her lip. She couldn't just let
her
it.
Lip.
Cam 1.
Cam 1 had something on the
corner. That's what I call her.
That's my cutesy nickname.
Is that impressive? I don't know.
Is what impressive?
I'm going to say no.
Door to door with no GPS?
I mean, all it does is...
The fact that you went to college for a long time in L.A.?
Where did you go? Where did you... Door to which doors?
His door in L.A. to
my
here.
Apartment to...
So
here.
Basically,
wait,
the only...
It, wait, it's an apartment now? I thought you had a house.
Yeah, I moved.
I'm going to give it to him.
That's impressive is getting from your house in L.A. to the freeway in L.A.
Oh, well, that's not very impressive.
Well, then the rest of it's just a freeway to...
It's two freeways. But you freeway get, change.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but have you not been doing this drive for like 4 years?
I have.
Okay, I guess
it's not
single,
impressive.
It's a single freeway change. Yeah. I
don't expect you could do it.
I GPS.
Yeah, that's not.
I GPS more than I know what to do with.
Really? I prefer to not GPS. I'd rather not GPS and get lost.
And it
I think
shows, because we were in the car with you, and you took us on the most bizarre routes.
Where?
Everywhere.
When?
On the way back from CVS.
To CVS.
Which CVS?
Oh, did you?
Which CVS?
The one.
Yeah, Emma was like,
by,
"Where are
by
you
by Peabody,
going?
But I was just driving.
Yeah, when we were getting the photos.
Fun.
But
oh,
remember? Oh yeah. Yeah, you got circuitous.
Yeah, but like the other day, I was driving home from work, and the freeway entrance was closed, and I just sort of then like kind of guessed my way back home. And it worked because, like, obviously, I know.
Yeah, but I'm all about getting the fastest way.
I'm
not about that. I like to, well, I'd rather just kind of be able to figure it out. And then you, like, I feel like you learn it better that way.
Mm. Yeah, but
I don't
then
need
you're,
to learn it.
But
machines have already learned it for me.
Well, it's also like if you're not learning the, like, fastest way.
I'm not learning the fastest way, but I'm just learning my way around places. Like, oh, this is there.
No, yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Okay.
That's
lame.
It's like,
boom. It's lame. Sorry. Sorry to rain on your parade, but it's
lame.
I respect you just using the GPS and going that fast.
But it's also a hurdle, though, or a crutch. I mean, crutch, yeah, because I'm
It's a crutch turned hurdle. It's a hurdle that they kind of broke down and re-taped together in the form of a crutch.
It's very nice of them to help me out. Like,
they're so kind.
Give me a crutch.
Right? Yeah. Now I get to use it. And it's only one, but it's fine. Right?
It works.
I have trouble driving. Not trouble, but the trickiest parts of Santa Barbara for me are like probably downtown or like the Riviera or like, I guess, Montecito.
Yeah. All of those.
The Riv.
I found
and hangs out in the Riv.
I found a neighborhood that I'd never
like that
driven
sex
through.
Sex store.
Yeah. There's a sex store called the Riv.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ben hangs out in there.
Let's go.
So hyped.
Ben drives around.
So hyped on that sex store lately. I've actually been pretty fired up on it. It's like sweet.
Ben hangs out in Montecito with some big wigs.
Yeah. He runs the city.
Just never.
But I found like I was driving and actually I got off the freeway on a whim because there was a lot of traffic and I was just driving.
Where?
Like in Montecito and I was driving on the
Encino?
Old Coast Highway.
Cool.
Chill.
What is that? Is that called the Old Coast Highway?
Yeah.
Like wait, maybe, but
it's
I don't
like
know if I'm just going
to
give you
freeway?
That.
Yeah, the one that you drive on to go to your Cadario.
Cadario. No,
APS.
It's Coast Village Road.
Coast Village Road.
Okay, well, then I was on Coast Village Road.
Well, actually, I don't know exactly which road you're talking about.
The main one, whatever. Basically, then I got I was in a neighborhood in Santa Barbara that I'd literally never seen before.
Well, oh, it was actually in Montecito, though.
It was, like, between them.
Betwixt.
It was between them?
Yeah.
Now I'm curious.
Was it, where are you in the, like, in accordance to the blenders in Montecito?
I was driving back to Santa Barbara on the side of the freeway, basically, from that.
But
whatever.
But you were more towards Santa Barbara.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
I think I do,
those
but it's
tennis
like
courts
and
right
the roundabout.
Yeah.
The
past the tennis courts, yeah. Exactly.
You're looking at a roundabout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we've been there many
that's
times.
Like past,
yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Like
Rory's Creamery is on that. Is the shopping center where there's Vaughn's and
I feel
Rory's
like you
Creamery,
might be bogging down
that,
listeners.
Yeah.
With logistics.
Yeah, but that
road.
It's not that road.
They don't even hear.
That's like where the blenders is.
They're impervious.
Yeah.
George is talking about. Well, I mean,
okay.
What is George talking about?
Well, what me and Oliver are saying is that maybe
I understand what you.
We're bogging down listeners with.
I know, but
with hyper local.
Just tell me yes or no. Is that the road you're talking about?
I'm talking about on the Santa Barbara side.
It's not
side
a yes or no.
Roundabout.
It's more complicated.
Okay. Yes.
There's
yes.
back and forth. There's,
yeah.
There's
the Rory's Creamery is irrelevant to this story.
Yeah.
Well,
it's very irrelevant. It's not even not close,
not
really
close
at all.
It has its place in the story that I think you shouldn't leave.
He has
it
sidelined.
Let him finish. He hasn't gotten to that part of the story yet.
We should be centering Rory's Creamery, a very marginalized.
We should be
Creamery.
Elevating Rory's Creamery voices.
What's weird?
Support
is
Rory's Creamery businesses.
What's weird is when somebody. I don't know if you've experienced this, but when somebody like local,
your foot is all on my foot.
Okay, that's irrelevant. My snort.
Oti just thinks he can get away with anything he wants down here because it's irrelevant to what he's saying.
I wasn't talking about that. He's like just like smashing your toes.
It's irrelevant that I'm currently punching you in the face.
Yeah,
go.
It's wildly off topic and a little bit rude.
To interrupt me with complaints of my physical violence against you is actually very rude.
It's just completely uncalled for.
When somebody who's like local to an area like Santa Barbara mm-hmm. doesn't know about a place that you're like so familiar with,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of weird. Like that's weird that you don't know this place. Like Tiana is not familiar with like a lot of places like really
oh, yeah.
close to our house because she's from like far in Goleta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I've experienced that. One time I was driving with just this person who I guess is from Goleta.
Mm-hmm.
And Ben's cracking a.
Well, I'm trying to. I think I know who it is.
I think you don't.
Okay.
It's a curveball.
Okay, whatever.
Did we see them surfing on the drive home? Okay.
I knew that's where your sick, sick brain went. God. But like State Street.
Yeah.
Was like sort of, you know, the mid.
That seems.
The midsection of State Street that's like not super upper, but not super lower.
Yeah.
Like that part.
Yeah, they were just
an ugly midriff. Put your midriff away, State Street. Jesus Christ.
What's dress code violations?
Where I'm getting right back into it, but what's the mid? Is that like where?
Like, I'm going to say Alomar and
they're
State.
Doing it again.
Alomar and State.
Where it
to
turns. Where it, you yeah, know, State yeah, Street yeah, turns. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To.
He doesn't know any more roads. He doesn't know any more roads.
Jeez, man. I don't know anything from.
Let me throw something out there. Carillo.
Alomar and State 2. How about La Spacita?
Okay, yeah. I barely know any.
San Roque. Is it? San Roque. Turns. It,
oh, we're going okay, up. I thought we were
logistics.
Going down.
I'm done with these logistics
yeah, this
conversations.
Is actually super
have you guys ever, like, are you guys often in a situation where someone's explaining you directions on how to get somewhere and you just completely have lost them? And you
oh, yeah.
Have to
yeah, don't.
That's any time anybody explains directions.
Don't give me north or south also.
Don't give me north or south. Don't give me roads or addresses.
Don't give me left or right. I want vague, whimsical measure 50 paces from the beehive.
Yeah.
After 8 farthings, veer left on a slight downgrade. Yeah. Once you That's hear the hummingbird's wing, you'll know you're in the vicinity.
Yeah. Have you met people who aren't good with their lefts and rights?
Clara. Left. What?
It's crazy. It's nuts. Person we saw driving home? Not good with her left or right.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait. They're like, they'll say like go right, and they have to think about it.
And they'll
for
be like,
second.
It's
wait,
so
what? Yeah, it
and
happened.
Maybe even pull out one of these.
Yeah.
No.
Clara sometimes
that's
has
real?
To do that. Yeah.
That's
like I'm like, how do you not know that like this is the hand you're gonna write?
Yeah.
You're gonna pick something
yeah.
up or use something? Like this hand's so incapable.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it's so like, oh yeah, you suck. And this one's like, yeah, this is the good one.
Yeah.
The right
but
hand.
Also like in driving, like a right turn is like pretty different than a left turn. Like,
also
you can turn right on red.
Well, there's just also there's just two of them. In anything. In yeah. anything, how about?
Yeah.
In anything, it's just left or right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but like, I don't know.
Especially that's, in driving.
Yeah.
Especially in driving. Like, if you're coming up to an intersection, turn right. I can't imagine thinking it's that way.
Also, left is just always...
Okay, you will... That's like,
left always is just that always way. That way.
You get into no, it. Like,
yeah.
Literally always.
It's wait, who? Insane. Were we with someone who said starboard?
Oh, no.
Oh, I hope not.
I was with someone, I think.
I feel like
I
maybe,
might have,
but...
Like as a joke? Like on a
No. It was like a boat or a plane.
Well.
And someone said the starboard side.
If it's a,
and
wait,
George and I... No, I think it was real life because I think George and I memed it and then they got a little defensive and I have no idea who this was.
Yeah,
wait, when
it.
Was this?
But do you remember this? Is this ringing bells?
Yeah.
If it was on a boat, then it...
It was a plane.
Wait, how
we saw a plane.
Was this?
Oh, it was totally a plane. Yeah,
it was at the bonfire.
Yeah. How do you not remember? This was like not
I don't
that
remember
long ago.
Who it was. It was we went to a bonfire.
And it was probably irrelevant who it was. It's not someone really we really know.
That we knew.
No.
But oh yeah. So a plane flew by and yes, it was definitely
that.
It was
because like
we were looking at the different flashing
lights.
Yeah,
the green and red lights. It's like it's green on the starboard side. And we're like
I'm just supposed to take this lion down?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, and then the larboard side is red.
What'd you guys say?
I don't know. We just made it. We maybe commented on how you, what are you doing saying starboard?
Yeah, we said, or I think we like repeated it and said,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, this, oh, well, starboard side. Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, that's what you really do. Like,
yeah.
that's what it's called or something like that.
Which maybe it is, but come on still.
Also... You don't think it's larboard, right?
It used to be larboard, but then they got them confused too much,
really?
And now it's called port. Yeah.
Wow.
It used to
Did
be starboard and
your dad?
Larboard.
You
yes.
learned that from your dad?
Yeah. It used that's to be a, starboard and larboard.
That's hella an art fact. That's so much an art fact.
Yeah. But obviously, if you're on a ship and it's like stormy, you're like, the larboard side. You say, you said starboard or larboard? So then they just that's switch not. It to port.
Ashton, your widow's peak, it's like, it doesn't look like...
It reminds you of a young John Travolta?
No. It looks like it's just
it
like a little...
It reminds me of a young John Travolta.
Wait, like, try and pull it, like, put it up.
Try and pull it?
Try and pull it, put it up.
Because it looks like it's just like a piece of hair that's, like, gone down. No.
Ben's dismissive.
It kind of was.
It's not a real widow's peak. So your widow's peak's a fraudulent widow's peak.
Ben's gatekeeping. Let's see Ben's widow's peak, everybody. Oh, here it comes.
No. I know here you.
Here's my widow's peak.
No, everybody. I know you have a widow's peak, but there was a piece of hair that was like sticking down that was bugging me. Yeah. It wasn't like on
my OCD was going crazy.
It was making
George. Ashton was wearing a beanie, or Oliver was, and you're like, Oliver, can you move that strand of hair?
You did say that.
Oh yeah.
So you cannot get me for this at all.
That strand of hair was much more unruly.
It was on the air. It was on the air.
It was much video proof. A much more unruly strand of hair than Ashton's. That strand of hair deserved to be moved.
I wasn't, but I saw it and I wasn't bothered by it.
George has ringlets a la curly mustache.
Ah,
I don't know what any of that sentence meant.
Literally no part of the English.
I'm talking about George's
my hair.
Part has his he's it's gotten so long that he's got some curls.
What's a ringlet?
It's when the hair does like a full fwee thicky in midair.
A bear wool.
Does that relate to a Dyson air whip?
No, probably not.
How so?
How would it?
What
are you thinking?
I don't know. Do you know what that is?
Bladeless fan? Is that where you're going?
No, it's like a hair thing.
How do those work?
I was talking about.
Oh, are those like, those are. Those
Dyson
are,
is making air products.
Viral. It was
surprised.
A highly viral product.
Maybe.
I think it was a highly viral product.
I thought we were
Could have been a highly viral product.
I thought we were.
That is what I think.
Did you know a bladeless fan is actually impossible? From a physics perspective.
From a physics perspective.
How are you defining blade?
I'm defining blade as a thing that goes like this.
It rotates on an.
Let me stop you right there.
Let me stop you and me right there.
Let me put this whole show to a halt right there.
For some reason, when I'm on YouTube, like a lot of, not for some reason.
I'll look at videos. I'll look at 10-hour videos of bladeless fans just to marvel at them.
No, massively changing the subject. But since I send you guys a lot of Joe Rogan, like, stuff on.
Oh, yeah, like the shorts.
Yeah.
Just being, like, all insane.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like Ben sending us Joe Rogan, like, hey, check this guy out.
I think this guy's really got a beat on the truth about vaccines.
But he was talking about this one really cool cave. And it was like this massive cave with like its own ecosystem that like New York City skyscrapers could fit in, and it looked like so.
Was Joe talking about it?
No, the guest was the guest. Any guest who goes on there just
of course
cries.
The Joe Rogan guest was talking about some massive.
And
cave.
And they were in New York skyscrapers could fit in. No one knows what's down there, and it's just like of course like anyone who's gonna go on Joe Rogan has to find like the most obscure thing.
Has to find something that a New York skyscraper could fit in.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
They need to know about it, and then like all have those like snappy facts.
Around. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, these things are huge, man.
That's
good.
I just pointed right at George. I did that because it was really good.
And then Joe's just sitting there.
And then Joe's like this.
Wow.
Jesus. So tell me more about that.
And we.
So you're talking Empire State? Not the Empire State Building.
Oh, it can. No. And we just hadn't discovered this.
That's fucked up.
That's
so good.
Crazy. Man.
That's so good.
And then he'll find a way to bring elk meat into it.
Yeah.
How many elk would that be? How many elk could fit in the Empire State Building?
Like, imagine like hunting elk down there and then like eating them like all down there.
It's
awful big. I heard.
But the
from you just
the cave was pretty sick though. It honestly was cool.
Pull up that cave.
Yeah,
the cave was cool, and I actually went on to see some pretty cool stuff about. Vaccines.
That joke. Like was cool. And, yeah, and so hurt.
It's
his takes
in
about COVID.
It's
I mean,
Vietnam.
No one.
But look at this. There's like you can like camp in there.
Oh yeah, it's a big cave.
You'd have to break this New York City skyscraper up.
No. There, it's a six. It's like a 6 mile long.
If you condensed a New York
City
skyscraper,
that's called
got rid of all the air in between and like desks.
That's called the wedding cake.
What is?
This little rock formation. I mean, it's a very cool rock formation.
Oh, you know about the cave? You know about what the different rock formations are called in the cave?
No, the 30-second short I watched, it's basically just like the Joe Rogan shorts are basically just like rapid fire facts.
Yeah, yeah. They're sugar drinks. They're information sugar drinks. Yeah. Mm.
So Oliver, how often are you making this drive from LA to Santa Barbara? And then how long are you staying?
Well, that's two LA mobs, three slow sends.
That's too deep of a cut.
Two Santa Monica.
We can't explain that meme.
Yeah.
That's too deep.
Well, maybe we can and should.
Yeah, maybe now we should.
There's just some guy who like first started driving that I knew, who posted on a Snapchat story just how much he had been driving lately, and he listed all his trips and used different little words for all of them. Like two slow sends, three Santa Monica mobs, four LA trips. Like,
So when you drive to slow, that's a send. Down to Santa Monica,
that's a mob.
Get your words.
And I did three of those in the last week.
Yeah.
I really like driving.
I think that's literally how he ended it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
I really like driving.
Yeah.
Recently, like once a week for the past like couple weeks.
Yeah, that's
what. How long are you staying in each spot?
Yeah.
Well, I went to LA on Friday, came back today, so I was just there for
today's
the weekend.
Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Just a little weekend send.
Well, because we went to Disneyland.
How was that?
You went to Disney? Some people call it Disney.
Yeah.
You did Disney?
Orlando.
Well, it's
our old hitting coach.
He was like,
Orlando. Orlando.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Orlando, Florida, because Disney World.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But then I got the
Keep going. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're like huge Disney people. They got the season pass.
The Malloys? Tiana's family?
The Malloys?
Maloney is her last name.
Yeah.
Whatever.
What?
I'm kidding.
Speaking of that, we went with my roommate.
Oh, that's what. Yeah,
and his girlfriend. But a very short tangent on that, my roommate, Anthony, who's also my girlfriend's roommate because we all live together, occasionally will say, what's her name, when referring to Tiana. Forgot her name.
That's really funny. You guys have just been hanging out like all the time for the past year.
Like over a year.
Yeah. God, what's her face?
What's her bucket?
But to be totally fair to Anthony, he still pronounces his own girlfriend's name wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Well, yeah. Her name is Brianna.
Uh-huh.
Bri for short, and he calls her Brianna. Wait. Oh.
Although I find myself wanting to
I want to say
Brianna.
I just go with Bri.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah. Yo, Bri.
I like the name Bri. Bri's a good name.
It is a good
George
name.
George starts like catcalling Frack Sugar Nick.
I don't even want to do it, but
yeah, I know.
Catcalling OT's roommate's girlfriend over the podcast.
Yo, Bri. Oh, that was so loud.
Yeah.
Yo, Bri.
Yo,
not gonna go more than that, but
we can all picture the cat call, guys. I'm like,
we don't need to do it. But they're like huge Disneyland people. They optimized our route.
Did they
maximize our
rides?
Did they get the mobility scooters, even though they weren't?
That is such a thing at Disneyland. So many people have mobility scooters that seemingly just don't want to walk.
George and I know someone
who does it.
Who does it?
Really?
My dad's barber is a huge. He's a Disney adult.
Huge Disney guy.
Yeah, you can get him. You can get him talking. He's like a sort of.
He's my. He's yeah.
He'll get talking. I feel like I know.
Oh yeah, you'll just kind of fire him up on Disney.
You know him.
Your barber. I know your barber.
Can I whisper?
My dad's
barber. Can I whisper? He worked.
We can't say it.
Well.
This guy's Zach.
Okay, but like, can I say the establishment? Remember him?
Yeah, Arturo's. This guy's Zach.
I don't think
on blast.
Why can't
are
we?
Say
that?
He likes Disney.
Is this
going
to get back to him?
wait. Because he
loves the podcast.
Wait, because he likes Disneyland? What's wrong with saying that?
No, I don't know.
Whatever. But basically, he really likes Disneyland.
But do you remember him?
Not really.
He cut your hair.
It's irrelevant. Nice.
He's some sick Disney tattoos and like his.
It's completely irrelevant.
This is irrelevant to our conversation.
And like his barber stuff, he carries in like a Disney case too.
Yeah, but he said that a big life hack at Disney is you rent a mobility scooter because you get to skip all the lines.
Wait,
they,
what?
They're not allowed to ask if you really need it. Like, they just have to kind of
Don't.
Wait, why don't you have to wait in line?
You get to go because you're like, it's like it's almost like disabled parking or whatever. It's the same concept where
You're not even disabled.
You just have the mobility scooter. Yeah. And they're not allowed to ask.
And the whole party, your whole party gets in.
And it's not, I don't think you skip the lines, but it's like you go up there and then it's like, when can I come back? Because sometimes they'll be like, oh yeah, come back in 15 minutes and you can go on the ride.
Yeah. There's like, it definitely makes it easier.
Yeah.
But
you
went
up there and
say,
how you come here often to the guard. And you say, when can I come back? When can I get some alone time with you?
You seduce the guard from your seated mobility scooter position.
It's a long seduction process. So it's just kind of nice to have a seat. to stand and try to seduce them. It gets tiresome. But my uncle legitimately like needs one, so yeah. We were there with him and we got those benefits. But yeah, apparently
George,
people
you make me sick.
people apparently just like kind of cheat the system in a way that feels fairly unethical, especially just for like added like theme park bonus. It's like all right, just walk at Disneyland. Come on,
I mean, it's good exercise. We walk like 9 miles in a day.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Talk about grad night at Disneyland. I don't know if I did.
No.
It was really fun.
That's pretty sweet. You got to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do that.
I did that as well.
Mine was a massive bust. It was like
it was
Universal
COVID?
Studios, and like no one went.
Did you go?
No. It was a bust. People returned, and it wasn't like it was during the afternoon. We didn't like get the whole ride, the whole thing.
What if you
out.
Didn't
what
get to stay into the night? You could have just gone with your friends to Universal Studios, essentially.
A bust.
Oh my god.
Okay, wait, Ben, say about yours.
It was such a long day. It was after the day after graduation, and we got to SM at like 8 and then took buses down. We got into the park by like 12 probably, because you have
this
to
is
go
at Disneyland?
Yeah, you have to go through
one LA mob.
One Anaheim slosh.
Yeah. You have to go through like a separate entrance because you go through the cast member entrance, I guess.
Oh, that's kind of cool how they call all the employees cast members.
It's kind of stupid. And
it's
like
a little patronizing.
Really?
Almost.
What?
They're all part of the goal.
I don't know if
putting
it's
smiles
is
on
it
patronizing.
To who?
Are they just, I mean, are they all like acting?
They're all part of the experience.
Some of them are just doing a regular job.
Even in a play, there's cast and crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's patronizing.
It's like, I think it's a little patronizing. You're cast. We're all cast members.
Yeah. Okay.
In this grand play when they're just minimum wage workers who they probably don't
treat. They're definitely not minimum wage. Like,
they're not?
No.
Some of them probably.
But like just the regular ride operators.
I
don't think
no,
they're minimum wage.
No,
that's
they're
kind
not.
Of important.
They're not?
Like,
no.
Probably need, like, that's safety training and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. That's probably not minimum wage. But, like, the janitorial ones, whatever.
Would try out for the Disney marching band.
Yeah, because Zach the Barber plays, what did he play, a trumpet or something? He
plays, like, a lot, like, clarinet, maybe.
Maybe.
He plays
but,
a lot
yeah, he tried out for the Disney marching band, which would have been, like, it's, like, ultimate dream job. Would have been so sick.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like working at Disneyland, like, people do that.
Well, it's like,
I'll
look up the average
wage. I don't think anyone's like so depressed to be working at Disneyland. Like, even if you're in a janitorial job, you probably like Disneyland, you like being there. It's like, it's better than working a janitorial job anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
I suppose. Yeah.
But yeah, they optimized our routing. We,
where'd you go?
We got the, like the fast pass.
That's code for they rented a mobility scooter.
We got the FastPass Plus. Have you guys been to like any of the like Star Wars new
no.
stuff?
No. Oh wait,
there's new stuff. Oh, I guess did Star Wars recently get acquired
and
by Disney?
Aston was right.
New, yeah. New
I was right about what?
Two different. There are different names. Well, I guess you weren't right about.
I was right. I predicted that.
Wait,
I said
wait,
that.
What were you right about? What do you
think?
You
might have said the opposite.
Yeah.
I just assumed that when Ben said
the ride operator gets $14 an hour, which seems like not minimum wage.
Isn't that updated? It's from 3 days ago. That's below minimum wage.
Yeah, I think LA minimum
wage. They're really
wage is 15.
Open about their exploit.
3 days ago, they admitted to paying the workers below minimum wage.
What
was I saying? Oh yeah, the new like Star. Well, it's not new. It's kind of new. It's like 3 or 4 years old. But like the ride, we went on this one that had like a super long wait time. But it was the
how long are we talking?
It was 60 minutes.
That's not that long.
That but like
it's on the upper.
I was expecting like
you're
2 hours.
But
60 hours is 60 minutes is pretty long.
I don't think 2 hours is normal. I don't think it ever gets that long.
Oh okay,
it does for cars.
Really?
Yeah, cars gets like 2 hours plus.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Not for me.
Got my mobility scooter, right?
Making a disability.
No, but this ride is like crazy. Like,
what is it?
So it's like a part of it's a ride, and then part of it's kind of like this whole experience where like you go in,
yeah.
They like put you into this like spaceship first, and like it when you walk into it, it's like this huge spaceship that looks like it's just stationary.
Mm-hmm.
And you get in and it, like it starts and there's no windows in it. There's just screens, so because it looks like you're going into space. And the thing starts moving, and I'm not even really sure how that happens, but it starts moving. And then like you go through the whole sequence, and then like 5 minutes later the doors open up, the same door that you walked in, and it's in a completely different place. And it opens up
space. Imagine
you
that
you asphyxiate.
yeah, you do. No, but there's a whole sequence where like you get like abducted by the like you get sucked in by the tractor beam of like the Empire or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they open
those guys really blow, by the way.
They do. They the door opens and like you're in their ship, and it's like this huge room that looks like it's like you looks like you're in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually insane.
Oh yeah,
that's
aren't there
cool.
like lines of stormtroopers?
Yeah, there's lines of stormtroopers.
Did you get to see this, Ben, on your
no
night? Ugh,
it yeah, it's
you
awesome.
You have to like a queue for it or something. Like you have to like wait in a queue.
Okay,
I think.
But
and, like we weren't.
Yeah, they have like the virtual queue where you can like come back in like 2 hours and then you get to skip the line.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's so much.
That's what the fast
better?
Pass is. Yeah, because you're basically waiting in two lines at a time if you go do other rides while you're waiting in this line. Yeah, so like when you walk out of the ship into like the when you walk into the enemy ship, it's like, do you know the room in the Star Wars ships where there's like the huge like door? It's like a force field and like ships are coming in and leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It's that room. So like you, there's this huge door and you're like looking at the space. And then someone greets you, a cast member. Greets you at the door and
so
like
a legitimate cat.
So fucking patronizing.
God, well, I feel sick for that person. I mean, this is inhumane.
But they're like in character as like the imperial like whatever guard, and they like escort you to like a jail cell, and then like you get broken out. You get on the actual ride at that point, and then you go through this whole sequence. But yeah, it's like the craziest ride I've ever been on.
That's cool.
Really awesome.
Yeah. But the whole Grad night was really fun.
Wasn't it like all high school students?
It was all high school students. But it was only at California Adventure.
Okay. That's too bad.
Which it's like.
Oh, really?
Is that where George works?
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
You got there
at
noon, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
You got there at noon and it was.
No. Noon or midnight?
I got there at noon. Probably.
Oh wow.
They went 12 to 12.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So wait, was it California Adventure the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because ours was Disneyland and California Adventure during the day and then just California Adventure like past midnight.
What's this California Adventure?
It's like separate park,
is
but
it,
right next
that's
to
where like the big loop roller coaster is.
Never been.
It's like less
know.
It's not Disney themed, it's
just
sort of like
it's like where you know
themed.
Like the pictures on like people post on and it's like the big roller coaster with like the Mickey face, I think, on it or something, maybe.
You've lost me.
Well, you've never been
to
either.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is irrelevant. But
you've never been to Disneyland?
That's a fact that I find used to get a lot of attention. like as in if I said that it would heads would turn.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel it's like
I feel like you get more attention.
Have
now.
You
You're old.
Still haven't.
Yeah, but people just care less.
Yeah.
Had you been to Disneyland before this first time?
The first time I went was grad night. It was also at Disneyland. And then
you
I
gotta
went.
Go sometime though, Ashton. It's
fun.
It's sweet there.
Yeah.
Place is the best.
Especially on, it was great on grad night.
It was surprisingly fun. Like, all the rides and stuff were awesome. And
because did you have like no line? Well, how late did you stay?
I think the bus was leaving at 2.
Yeah. Okay. So like after midnight, there's like no lines probably.
Well, the park shut down at 9.
Oh, really?
Think I honestly kind of forget. I'm pretty sure it was before midnight the park shut
maybe
down.
Yeah. I think Disneyland closes at midnight, but California Adventure might close earlier.
Yeah. But I left early because I had to. My parents had to pick me up because we were leaving for Italy.
Oh,
pretty hype.
Yeah, that was cool.
Also hype. But.
But yeah, it was really fun. They had like a bunch of DJs set up all around that like there was supposed to be like areas to like mosh, I guess, but like no one was really doing it. And it was like really weird because there was like a lot of them and no one, like there was like a few people at each of them. There was one that had like a kind of a lot, but it was like so weird.
Yeah.
But
like what? Yeah, it's almost in theory it's sweet, but then in
yeah,
in
cool
reality,
stuff to try, but
like,
it's like no kids are just
walking up to a random DJ and you're like, let's mosh.
Yeah. I find it a little depressing when there's like a DJ and people aren't really into it.
Yeah.
I might have actually said that before.
I feel like that sounds like familiar.
Yeah.
Well, just kind of like, I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah. It's almost depressing. This is probably a bad take. I don't fully mean it, but it's almost depressing just to be a DJ in general. So then especially if people aren't into it, you're like, oh, God.
If it's like a DJ and people are into it, it's like, yeah.
Okay, like I'm glad people are into it.
Yeah, I'm glad you're getting your due.
Yeah, but then if people aren't into it, it's like, ooh, come on.
Really, really harsh expose.
Yeah.
When we were in Hawaii, when I was in Hawaii, I went to I think it was like the morning we were leaving or something, and we went to get breakfast at like 9 a.m. in this like cafe.
You said getting breakfast at 9. Oh, okay. I guess something's coming that will make 9 a.m. significant. But it sounded like we were saying, we got breakfast at 9 a.m.
No, there is something significant. And can you guess what it is?
A DJ.
There was a DJ in like.
I should have
like,
seen it come.
You did see it come.
Yeah.
I did.
Like,
I caught myself.
Playing like.
You got yourself in the. After, yeah.
So long of not catching yourself.
It was like the weirdest vibe. It was like this breakfast, like flowery themed place.
DJ.
It was like a DJ
Eggs.
In the corner playing like very loud music.
That's what, really
like,
funny.
Like classic like DJ party music?
No, I think it was like. I don't remember what he was playing. There was that one song. I think it's Dua Lipa. It's like.
Keep going.
It sounds like she's saying Uma, 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 but she's saying.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's a Doja Cat.
Doja Cat, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Whatever. It might be called Woman by Doja Cat.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I just know probably. That there's a song called Woman by Doja Cat, but I don't know how it goes.
But. Yeah, anyway. But Nishe started, like, singing and, like, dancing, like, in the place at 9
Isn't that kind of his M.O.?
Yeah, that's kind of his M.O. And, like, he got the DJ to play that song because he was, like, obsessed with that song, that trip.
Oh, he got the DJ to play it? He requested
I think the DJ played it, and then, like, a couple of minutes later, we asked him to play it again.
Oh, that's fine.
And then he played it again.
I know that, like... It makes me mad that DJs don't take my request. Not that I'm making so many requests to DJs, but like I feel like a
do
lot of times.
Do they specifically not take your request?
No, but like at dances or whatever.
Well, do you request songs from DJs?
And sometimes an IV.
Ashton's the kind
and
of guy to
dances.
Be to be requesting many a song from a DJ.
Yeah, or at least just from a. From
well,
a
are you requesting like play like Tama and Paula when it's like an EDM? Type.
No, Ashton's requesting him to
say?
Play a 14-minute Kendrick Lamar song.
Yeah. Play Sing About Me of Night of Thirst.
Deluxe Please. Edition extended.
I'm trying to get
cut.
Thoughtful. Okay.
This will elevate the vibe of the function.
No.
It is annoying that they act so high and mighty that they're like.
They do.
Their request. You're like. Your request is nothing.
We all just like music,
it's like,
man.
You're
you don't
a
know.
DJ. We've been over this. You're sad.
Yeah.
My take is that you're sad.
Why are you making me feel like
yeah.
you're trying to bring me down to your level?
Yeah, yeah.
And I won't do it.
That's
I'm staying up here
down.
On my level where I'm not a DJ.
Let's remember this dynamic when we interact.
There's like one DJ that anyone knows.
And who is it?
Who is it?
Skrillex.
Okay, I guess there's like a couple.
Oh my God.
Wait.
There's like five DJs.
Who? I don't think you could
DJ
name five.
DJ Khaled.
Okay.
Is he a
yeah,
DJ?
But he's not a DJ.
He's definitely not an artist.
He's just a producer.
He doesn't really make any
he's,
music.
He's
right?
not. He doesn't seem musical at all.
No.
He's a personality. And
have you seen that?
He's a personality that attaches his name sponsored
DJ
music.
Khaled.
Yeah.
Another one. Another
yeah.
one.
I think he's a I think he's a producer.
Have you seen the like the video
DJs,
of him?
Like the famous ones playing the guitar.
Well, no, that one too. But
what's that one?
Oh my God!
He's like
it's
so,
so
bad.
Funny. It's like Bob Dylan's like signature or
yeah.
signed guitar, and he doesn't know how to play guitar, and he fully doesn't like. But he plays.
It's like if
bring
I
up
tried
like
video.
A long time.
Play the video. It's so.
Well,
fun.
There's also I, one of him a, trying a, to pump up a crowd, and oh. they're just not. Like,
not having
come on, guys. And they're just like, oh, no. Not DJ Khaled.
I typed DJ Khaled in the second one.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled
my ninth grade English teacher somehow, I remember, got invited to a party that DJ Khaled was at. And she came back and like showed us all photos of her with DJ Khaled. And she was like all hyped.
Wait, what? You're who?
So
my ninth grade English teacher.
That
is
insane.
It's insane.
And she's literally DJ Khaled's target audience. It's like some semi out of touch, but like still
so
trying to
true.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Wait, how old is she?
It's
I don't know. She's probably mid-30s.
It's so the artist that a teacher would think is cooler than it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
So
it was
wild.
It was an anomaly that she was invited to the
how
for, it was for some reason. It was, she wasn't just like a random party goer. I think
she
had some
teach
role.
Biology like a little
yeah.
had a little table.
Who was
yeah.
it? What teacher?
Mrs. Zender.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who that is.
Did I say Bob Dylan? Because I don't know if I meant Bob Marley, but it is Bob Marley.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you might have.
You said Bob,
you, Bob
Dylan.
Dylan. You said Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Okay, so like, what's the story? He got this. It's like Bob
Marley says it in the video.
I don't know if did he. I don't know if he bought. Okay, we'll see.
It's some.
He somehow acquired Bob Marley's guitar. All right, let's see if this will play.
So get a close up. Get a close up of the case, the guitar.
He's going off the guitar.
You know what I'm saying? And a special note from the Marley family.
It's kind of a nondescript guitar.
Yeah, it's not like.
It's not especially
just,
cool.
No, it's just like a regular acoustic.
Shout out to the Marley. Melissa, can you read this for me? Can you read this to the world?
Does he
please?
Not know
wait,
how to read?
That's another thing. I don't think he knows how to read.
What?
That's insane.
Like, there was a... I think he has, like,
that's
severe,
what,
like, dyslexia or something.
Okay. Oh.
But, there's,
yeah,
like,
ben.
Multiple
how does
instances.
Ben feel about
fuck. That's deeply embarrassing,
I don't
PJ.
Actually know that. Maybe he doesn't. But...
I'm looking at it.
That was another thing that like
this,
there
wait,
was
Floyd Mayweather.
I think it would be funny if he discreetly just kind of under the radar doesn't know how to read. If he has dyslexia, my heart goes out to him or is disabled.
Have you anyway. Seen the video of Kevin Garnett? I forget what word it is. It might be like eventually or something, but it's on live TV and he's like. It's actually like, I think he spins some wheel and he's like reading it and it's like, these NBA players are eventually, and then he like, look it up.
Okay, we'll pull that up. So let's finish this.
I can't play. Find whether or not he can read on the internet, but if you, oh, it, DJ Khaled really can't read, confirmed.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a chance. DJ Khaled really can't read.
It's kind of sad, even if he doesn't have dyslexia.
Yeah.
That the
either way,
system failed.
Whichever
really,
way you're slicing.
Wait, does Floyd Mayweather
really his fault?
Floyd Mayweather like famously is, can he can't read, right?
Floyd Mayweather.
He doesn't need to. He's rich.
The boxer.
He's punch drunk.
Wait, did you?
Doesn't he like never get?
Wait, why
drunk?
Are you? Were you saying it like that? Do you think like that wasn't a?
Yeah, you
yeah.
You reacted with such surprise.
Affliction is such a smart guy. I've seen him read.
I thought he might have been a Harvard grad.
Wait, let me look
no,
that up.
No, I don't.
Did you?
I guess I reacted with slightly too much.
I thought you were
Floyd Mayweather?
But it just seems like there shouldn't be that many celebrities who don't know how to read.
What?
Well, okay. I don't know anybody
we're now
who doesn't
like
know
maybe
how to
one
read.
And a half.
Are we sure it's not a more punch drunk?
Yeah, Floyd Mayweather has been accused of being illiterate multiple times.
accused. I love that's so funny that's the word.
Yeah.
It says, despite it becoming a regular insult to be used against the undefeated boxing legend, Mayweather is certainly capable of reading.
Oh. So we're not... Yeah, so I was right. I was right to be skeptical.
Well, we might need proof to source that claim.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but... All right. DJ Khaled, on the other hand, still...
Can you read this for me?
That's yeah. Funny.
DJ Khaled, we're excited to share this new guitar with you. As someone who has an appreciation for Bob Marley's life and music... We want you to be one of the first...
That's the only way they can address him accurately, because he doesn't actually do anything else. DJ Khaled, yeah. Someone who appreciates Bob Marley so well that they deserve to be this famous.
It'll be 20 Marley, based on Bob's at-home songwriting guitar from 56 Hope Road. This guitar-inspired songs that help unite the world, and we hope it gives you inspiration as well.
Oh, no. His face.
He looks at the camera like.
Oh my god. How did he not practice like a little bit for this? And
he
like.
I think he just.
Get a close up.
I think it would.
Get a close up.
So like, even if.
I think
he's just playing the open
strings.
Open strings with no.
He wasn't doing
chords.
Any chords.
No.
But also trying to do some muting that ended up. Sounding weird.
But like even if you just played the open strings, I feel like it would sound better than that.
Yeah.
Like the open strings sound nice.
Yeah, they're supposed to go together.
Yeah. That sounded bizarre.
Wait, look up the Kevin Garnett. Like
oh yeah, yeah. That was actually insane though. I mean that's like a little baby picks up a guitar and is like, let me make loud noises.
Yeah.
Okay, it's probably this one.
Yeah. I saw the wheel. Talk wireless wheel.
Okay, Larry, go ahead, he's spinning the wheel.
Uh-oh, I can't read. Whatever the result is,
please.
I'm not
going
to be able to read it. Somebody save me from this situation. Uh-oh.
Okay, here we go. Condolay, name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
What word is it?
It's equivalent.
And he says, equivalent.
Equivalent for each.
Equivalent. I just need a soundbite.
Go, Condolay. Name an NFL equivalent for each.
Equivalent.
Name an NFL equivalent for each NBA player.
Oh, which NBA player?
NBA player. Let me see this.
Oh, no.
Okay, now it's just a stupid. Okay, wait.
Equivalent for each. Name an NFL equivalent for
each. It's just going to keep.
The more I hear it, he kind of is saying it.
He's just saying it, but like sort of skips the front and the back.
And it sort of sounds like he's saying quarrel. Yeah.
Well, I'm curious to see how is he going to answer the question.
Yeah, I kind of want to.
If he can't read or doesn't understand that word. Come on, don't.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Great question. You guys want to take this one?
Let's see.
Probably be equivalent.
Oh, it's Larry Fitzgerald.
Both of those are icons and how they impact.
Wait.
So he's with Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay. Let's see what he says.
So I think those two would probably be equivalent.
You know what? The fact that both of those are icons and how they impact the sport says everything.
Who did they say?
All right, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I got some.
I think the other guy.
Who's the NFL? No.
Equivalent.
Who's the NBA equivalent of Larry Fitzgerald?
I don't know.
How can you? What does that
maybe
mean?
Like who's like a? Oh. Who's the guy in the Celtics? Who's the guy in the Celtics? In the finals, who was like the
Ray
old
Allen or Paul
no,
Pierce?
No, the old guy. Who this
Larry
year,
Bird?
This year? Yeah.
The old
Al Horford.
Kind of an Al Horford type. Like old and reliable, but I mean better than Al Horford, definitely. But
Dirk.
On what?
I don't know. Whatever.
Come on.
Well, I mean, one. Yeah, it's a weird question.
No, it's perfect. I've got some stories from Tales from Behind the Waves. Tales from Behind the Break. Maybe we'll call it that.
The break.
All right.
The breakwater hour.
Tales from
the breakwater.
We need some tropical like bumper music.
Play it. You're in charge of that.
Okay.
I said play it, and then I realized.
Do it. All right. Well, Tales from behind the breakwater hour.
With tropical background music. Background music.
Dead air. Okay, well, maybe I'll start. I'll set the scene. We're at Mondo's.
I'm looking for more reggae.
No.
Like island tunes.
Island music.
Island music. So as you guys well know, I'm working as a surf instructor this summer.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
Okay. So good. And I was me and one other instructor named, let's think, guys. Who actually was it? I forgot who I was doing it with. Whatever.
Let's all
It was Patrick.
Let's collectively brainstorm which one of George's coworkers he was with.
It was Patrick, and we were doing a lesson for five kids of two families. There was two sets of brothers, basically. Three brothers and then two brothers.
Okay.
And they were all annoying and didn't listen to us, which is not that big of a deal, but like they would just drift off and get in people's way.
Mm. Kooks.
Kooks. Kooks. Should not be out in the lineup on that heavy of a day. No, it was really small. But there was one of like the youngest kids. He was going from second to third grade. And he was really nice and like sweet. And he was pretty good at surfing too, which was fun. And at one point, he had like just gotten a good wave all the way to the beach. And he like paddled back out. And I was like, oh, how was that one? He's like, pretty good. Someone on the beach said that I looked pretty good, so that felt satisfying. It's like just so nice. Yeah, I know. And I was like, yeah, no, I bet that would be satisfying. It looked good. And then later he was like, okay, I've got like a pretty weird question. Like, it's kind of weird. And I was like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, okay, well, like, are we allowed to use the restroom in our wetsuits? And I was like, yeah.
Number one or number two?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, just pee, though. Like, don't poop in there. And he's like, yeah, no, I won't. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. You're good.
It's also funny to say use the restroom.
Yeah.
Because you're not.
Yeah.
You're not using a restroom.
He doesn't plan on using one of those.
Is it cool if I build a little bathroom inside of my wetsuit and use that?
Yeah.
It feels like it's that about wraps it up. This one guy, what was his name? I forget. He was the most insane paddler I've ever seen. He like
insane
good,
like insanely good. Normally like tell people to paddle for the wave, just kind of like appease them, but then really you push them. They know you.
Is that what you do with me?
Well, you got a few waves by yourself. But maybe sometime. It depends on the wave. Depends
sure
on how the wave is.
Sure
but
did.
Easily.
Easily.
I remember that. Those were the easy ones, right?
Conquered them. Conquered.
Showed them who's boss. But this guy, I would be like, okay, start paddling now. And he'd just literally take off. It was
really?
So crazy. Yeah,
it
was
did
so
it work
fast.
Out for him?
Yeah, he caught some waves. He wasn't that good at standing up. Every time, he'd catch the waves really easily, like better than anyone I've ever had. But then he was really tall and skinny, and he'd stand up and stand straight up.
Oh.
And then he wouldn't even really, yeah, yeah.
Ashton's pointing at himself.
I wasn't just pointing at myself. I was pointing at myself in
kind of a sassy, maybe.
Yeah.
And retracting my finger, and then
I don't know how to describe that. You're going to have to check the video.
But he'd stand up, and it almost seemed like he wasn't even trying to balance. Like, as soon as he got to his feet, he was kind of resigned to just falling over all at once. And then as he was going down, he'd just throw up, like, two huge peace signs.
That's really funny.
Maybe he thought that's what surfing is.
Yeah. As soon as you get to your feet, you're on your way down and chucking up the peace signs.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That concludes George's.
Could we play some
Tales from Behind the Breakwater Hour with George Tracewood?
Bollywood music for my Tales from Behind the
Is that chill?
Not.
That's chill. It's just
I guess it is an Indian restaurant after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
My ears are hurting.
Yeah.
What does Indian music sound like? Royalty free.
Bollywood.
Indian.
Well, you can do. I don't really know what Bollywood is.
Bollywood,
it's Bollywood
like,
is, I think,
it's really
Indian
music.
Pop culture.
It's Indian movies. It's like Hollywood, but
no, but it's more than that. And I do have the inside scoop on.
Yeah,
that.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. So do you know or don't you?
No, I do, but I've heard someone use the phrase Bollywood music who would know what they're talking about.
Uh-huh.
Prompted me to wonder what exactly does Bollywood encompass?
Yeah. Well,
it's probably just like Indian pop culture? I'm thinking maybe.
I think it's specifically video like movies. So it might be like soundtracks to like Bollywood movies.
I don't think so, because one of my coworkers who is Indian was saying that we should play Bollywood music in the store. Or in the restaurant.
Yeah, maybe it's music too.
Yeah. This feels vaguely
yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Stereotypical. But they made the Indian instrumental music. It's not like I'm using the stereotypical elements. I'm just picking something that they've labeled as Indian. So my hands are clean.
Oh my god.
Okay, well,
If
we feel good about it.
We need some Indian pop music.
I can't even really hear about it or hear it.
I can't even hear about it. I'm done.
Well, your headphones are off.
I'm looking up what is Bollywood.
No, obviously. I'm not like, oh my god, you guys can hear music right now? What?
Where is that coming from?
Okay, I can kind of hear it.
Oh, you don't have your headphones on.
Wait.
I know that. I feel like I've heard this.
I've heard this.
This just feels a little wrong to be playing this.
Yeah. I think it might, to me.
What if we play
Studio Bungie? I forgot Ashton's the most racist one in the group.
Studio Bungie?
That's classic.
What's it called? How do you pronounce it?
Studio Bungie.
I don't think any of us are going to actually.
Okay, do you have stories though, Ashton?
Yeah, there was this lady that came in with her husband and they were both like a little weird. Mumbai,
Hindustan Kadil. Okay, it's a whole movie trailer. We don't need to get into that.
Let me talk over a movie trailer.
This movie trailer, my very side note, my roommate looped this trailer like constantly for a year.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I'll ask my coworkers if they know about this.
Like,
I'm sure they do.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Oh, really?
It's like the James Bond of like.
Oh, really?
Like Bollywood, yeah.
That's sick.
Why would he, did he really like it?
Yeah, so yeah, he's Indian and he watches all like the Bollywood movies and he is also a film major, so he's extra into movies.
Hindi?
He like understands it. Yeah. He's not like fluent, but yeah.
Being bilingual is so cool. It's basically ridiculous.
It is. It's so sick.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, he says he doesn't speak like Hindi or like doesn't speak it. And then like he's around his Indian friends from LMU and they're all just like speaking it. I'm like, what are you guys doing? That's totally do.
No, we're not speaking Hindi. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like,
this isn't Hindi.
They're saying something to him and he's responding. I'm like, how do you not speak it?
Yeah. There's this lady that came in with her husband for the lunch buffet. And she was like, they're like both a little weird. By the way, encountering someone who is genuinely rude in like a job along these lines, it's so weird.
It's just like, whoa,
what are you doing?
Yeah,
like get your act together.
Yeah,
like you're interacting with real people.
These aren't
you're
just
making
little,
impressions.
These
like,
aren't side characters in your little restaurant.
Yeah,
voyage.
Yeah, but she came in with her husband, and they were kind of weird. And she was really doubtful of me, who. She asked me if certain items were vegan, and it says whether they're vegan or not, on the little card that's above it on the buffet.
Oh.
So she was like, are these two vegan? And they just fully said vegan and gluten free. And I was like, yeah, it says on the card too. So you like, you can just, I wasn't condescending.
But you were just like kind of helping her out. If it says on the card, it's vegan.
Yeah. And then she said, yeah, but it looks like they have cream in them and like, whatever, you're wrong. But she was kind of, they did look like they had cream in them. So I humored her and I double checked and then turns out they use coconut cream.
Mm-hmm. Vegan.
Could have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
They just said it was vegan.
What are they going to do? Ruin their business by tricking people into thinking something vegan that isn't like,
And then I told her that, and she, like, still was really apprehensive. Like just she get like something she else. Like didn't trust me. That
yeah.
It, that
how badly do you want this thing that may or may not be vegan?
Yeah.
And just is it? Just is definitely vegan. Is. Yeah, but like yeah. that in your mind.
Maybe yeah, no. We now have a fully coherent justification of it being vegan. So yeah.
That's
I don't
odd
know what...
to question that because that's like, oh, it looks like it has cream. Oh, it does, but it's coconut cream.
Yeah.
Still vegan.
And the
like,
sign
just
says
like,
it's vegan.
Yeah. And the chef and the says chef. It's vegan.
And the me says it's vegan. Yeah. Everybody here.
And you really, like what do you... What are you trying to do right now?
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this?
Are you proving someone wrong?
Yeah.
Are
do you even want the thing?
Yeah.
Maybe she made a bet that it wasn't vegan. It's like desperately trying to
it was
to
like
cling
deep
on.
In the whole gambling. Yeah,
it's not vegan.
Like,
yeah.
Can we contact the supplier of that coconut cream to make sure they're not supplementing milk?
And then she sat down with her husband and they ate so much of the fruit. Which, like, is at the end of the buffet, no one eats the little fruit slices, and they just went to town on these fruit slices. In fact, kicking the dish, they killed the thing. No more fruit. And then...
You ruined it for everyone.
And then they were, like, getting all on us to get more fruit for them.
More?
And my coworker, Pankaj, was saying, like, he's cutting it, like, because they're like, we just have pineapples and melons. Like,
yeah, we don't just.
Are we? Should we bring you out a whole pineapple? Will that appease you? No, it won't. So he's cutting up the pineapple and arranging it, and like they do the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like bugging us for the fruit the whole time. Oh and then God. At the end, I'm like taking care of their bill or whatever.
Jacking them.
I don't like this.
If you can't, if you're not watching the video, he made a motion with his hand for taking care of the bill that could have also been construed as something else.
But. That's funny. And then they like didn't say anything because I just take their payment on the toast manager mm-hmm. or whatever little tablet,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't say.
I'm the toast.
I'm
man.
The toast.
Yeah.
I'm the meat chef.
I'm the meat chef.
That's hilarious.
I think we have a soundbite of that somewhere.
Do we? Mm-hmm. It's the Mark somewhere. Zuckerberg video. Do you have the soundbites on these on this new computer?
No, I gotta get them from.
Yeah, Google. Get them. Yeah. Those are sick.
They are.
We've got a lot of them, and yeah, that she didn't say anything for the entire tipping process. Or payment process, and then did not tip. And mm-hmm. then on the way out from the store, both me and my boss said, thanks, guys. Have a nice day. And they just didn't look at us, didn't say anything. Just like, strutted out of the store.
What was their issue with the service?
Not enough fruit.
The vegan food was vegan. Was their issue.
And
she
and
lost a huge bet on that.
And when we ate an unprecedented amount of fruit, it was not replenished in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
So how long did it take you to replenish the fruit?
Maybe
at this like...
Like, we're just working on other crap, so maybe
well, it's also like
7 minutes, geez, 8 minutes.
It's like a mid-priced, like, vegan... it's a mid-priced Indian restaurant. Like, what are you...
Yeah,
you're not like the fanciest place in the world.
You're at the lunchtime
buffet. You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not the most valued customer.
Fruit, please. Yeah. Pamper me.
Also, yeah. if you guys are and you were working on it, then it's like
If you're working on it, you're working on it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I've thought of maybe the bones of a bit while I'm working at my service instructor job. It's like people sometimes like. They'll give you a tip, kind of like they're like paying off the refs or something. They'll almost like look the other way and like hand it to you like in a handshake. Like we both, you're paying me, and I'm expecting it, and I've seen the money already. And like why are we trying to be so like no
secretive.
One cares? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who are we hiding it from?
That's
each
funny.
Other? Like
wait, so the government?
Yeah.
So it's under the table.
Yeah.
George.
It's. This is off.
Anybody off could be watching.
George is definitely reporting him on his taxes, so don't worry about that.
Yeah. You're not supposed to report tips on your taxes.
I mean, technically, if it's over a certain amount.
Oh, really?
Maybe like $600 a year.
Mine's definitely over that amount. I mean, my service is incredible.
People are shelling out like...
I made my first Benjamin.
That much cash?
Someone tipped $100?
Yeah, for an hour and a half surf lesson.
Oh my gosh.
To me and the other instructor.
200?
Yeah, and the guy didn't even surf. It was a dad.
It's nuts.
It was a dad and his like family. And the dad had a bad back, so he didn't surf, but his whole family surfed. It was just a really standard lesson.
So...
And then he just gave us both a $100 bill. And we're like, whoa, so thank hyped. You so much.
That's crazy. Yeah. How did he give it? Like, nonchalantly? It like,
yeah, yeah. Really just chill. Like wow. He's handing any amount of money. Just like...
Must have been, like, rich. That's a lot. And that's like a rich person tip right there.
Yeah.
How much did you make on the day? Tips?
$155 on the day.
In tips only?
Yeah.
That's good. That's how so long is your nice. Shift?
It was like 8 hours, 8.5.
Wow.
Okay. I guess the tips scale with the... Because I make less tips than that by quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I also work a lot less than that.
But yeah. And you mostly work lunch.
But that's an...
I'm getting my dinner. I'm getting my dinner. Fixings and
it's so sick.
Fix.
How many hours was when you did a double shift? How many hours total?
Not that many because I clocked out early and
how long would it have been?
It would have been 7, and it was more like 6 or 5.5.
This week I'm gonna work like over 40 hours probably.
Oh wow,
that's like over a full time job.
Do you get overtime?
No, he doesn't get anything.
He doesn't get time.
The job is like obviously really easy. Like I just sit there.
Yeah.
So I'm not really complaining. The only thing is I get bored sometimes.
I might be complaining.
How do they pay you? Is it like
it's easy, but there's cash? Nothing to do. Not much to do.
Well, I just shoot hoops mostly. If there's no one there, I shoot hoops on the basket.
What happens when the ball goes in the pool?
Yeah, I would.
I might hop in or just there's like.
Oh, you're chilling in your trunks.
Yeah.
In case someone needs a
shirtless
save.
Ladies. Woo!
And also the basket, like if imagine like the wall is like this and the basket sits here, so there's like walls on like all sides.
How are they paying you?
Under the table?
Over
the table. Right on top of the table.
Even better.
Directly on that table.
But I think I don't get overtime because I technically work two jobs. Because I work at Hope. I'm a Hope Ranch beach guard and I'm a pool lifeguard. Well, but I have the same boss, but it's two different organizations.
Oh. Sounds like a scam.
It's a pyramid scheme.
But I work.
Ben's working at a pyramid scheme.
Get
guys.
Me. Don't. I want to be in a pyramid scheme. I love beer.
What is that? We're going to give. Nice. Let him get away with it.
That was good.
I just thought the way Ashton said pyramid scheme the first time sounded a little bit like pyramid scheme, and it's let's go.
Can we sound
that's something George?
I
want to
sound by George saying I love beer.
I'm just such a beer head. I'm a dirty beer head.
Beer.
I like beer, Senator.
I like beer, sir. Sir, have some beers with friends.
is that
it's Brett Kavanaugh.
They have all those sound bites
like
on the H3 podcast.
Do you like beer, Senator? Have you ever drank a lot of beer, sir?
Sir.
Sir. Sir. Sir. Beers with friends, sir.
I get some beers with friends. Can you pull that up? I want to hear that.
It's a little bit of an exaggeration of the voice.
Beer.
Senator? But yeah, Ashton, honestly, it's not that bad just sitting there. Like, I talk to the employees or I just, like, talk to, like, people at the pool.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, a lot of people I know are members there. So, like.
Yeah. Again.
Is it,
Ben runs in these bigwig circles.
Is it busy there? Like, or is it usually, like,
a lot of
slow?
Them, a lot of them so. Show their heads at the club. A fair few of them, to be exact. Yeah.
They rear their ugly heads at the club. Oh, don't they?
That's so bad.
That's so bad.
On Mondays and Tuesdays, it's not. But like, it starts to ramp up. But it's never really like.
It's kind of funny that like certain days of the week, even in like summer, when all the days are they're all equally nice. You're not gonna go to the one on Monday and be like, ooh, it's so Monday out.
Yeah.
It's just summer.
But I guess parents.
Yeah, maybe. But then what about Wednesday and Thursday and Friday?
Yeah. Yeah.
They finish all their work on Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Maybe not everyone has these jobs.
But I like
these cushy
salary
desk jobs.
Disc jam. Sitting in a suit all day. Right?
Hey, suit monkey.
Get sweaty.
Suit monkey.
Is that what
I'm a beer head and a suit monkey.
I'm a beer head trapped in a suit monkey's body.
That's the title. That's the title.
A beer head trapped in a suit monkey's body.
Talk about searchability. Yeah. Yeah. Just off the charts.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here's Brett.
He makes funny faces.
Yeah.
Dr. Ford has described you as being intoxicated at a party. Did you consume alcohol during your high school years?
Yes, we drank beer. My friends and I, the boys and girls. Yes, we drank beer. I liked beer. Still like beer. We drank beer. The drinking age, as I noted, was 18, so the seniors were legal. Senior year in high school, people were legal.
To drink beer.
And we drank beer. And I said sometimes probably had too many beers, and sometimes other people had too many beers. Drank beer. We liked beer.
Dude, imagine that's writing that. That's more wild than I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drank beer. We like beer.
Imagine writing that down.
Yeah.
Reading it
the
back.
Stenographer. Yeah.
We like beer. We drink beer. Sometimes too much beer.
He literally couldn't not say beer.
Yeah.
I think there's more.
What do you consider to be too many beers?
I don't know. We whatever the chart says on your blood alcohol chart.
So weird.
That's funny.
Like beer.
And he's like scrunching up his face a lot. Like
beer. Like
syrup. Yeah, whatever.
I'm tired.
Whatever.
All right.
Beast on tile.
Should we start to pack it in?
Beast knows I nailed him with that whole bigwig routine, and so he's packing it. He's packing it in.
Beast is going to slink home with his tail between his leg.
I like working there, though.
Yes! Yes!
It is nice. Because, like, once you start to get to know all, like, the kids there, like, you just get to, like, shoot hoops with them or just, like, kind of hang out.
It's nice. Yeah. I see Rita and Longbottom and Sir Eisenberg.
Oh, yeah. Ben is reeling right now.
He's nailing you left, right, and center, Ben. Now he's bringing out
your
finger
gun.
Your
pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
This is great audio listening.
Yeah. That's ASMR.
There was finger guns and
blowing off said finger guns,
blowing
holstering
off
said finger guns.
Getting rid of the steam.
I'm big on finger gun safety. Okay.
I don't fuck with finger gun safety.
Make sure your finger gun has the safety on.
I'll never point my finger guns at another person. Loaded or unloaded.
Listen,
never look down the barrel of a finger gun.
You do not take that chance, okay?
I mean, one mishap, right? And that's that.
That's all it takes.
One finger gun goes off and bang, your friend is fake hurt.
All right, guys.
And all right. Bang, your friend has to pretend to be nursing a bullet wound.
You have to pretend to triage them and get the tourniquet out.
I might judge.
Should I send us off?
Yeah. I need water. That's too bad.
A lot of names.
A lot of names to be saying here. Okay, I guess. Yeah, no, I guess we're just going to do it. Yeah, perfect. All right, cool. For Oliver Pelly, Ashton Pelly, and Ben Weber, I'm George Tracewell. Have a wonderful rest of your day.